Hello, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And I just want to take a quick little moment to tell you that God sees you and He hears you. And there have been times in my life where I felt like I was unseen or unheard. And that's just a normal part of the human existence, but I do know that our God does see us and He does hear us, even when we don't feel like it. And so if you feel like you're in that place of just utter loneliness and frustration and confusion, please know that God sees you and He loves you so much. All right, we are in Matthew 21, verses 18 through 22. In the Common English Bible, the CEB, and this is what it says. Early in the morning, as Jesus was returning to the city, he was hungry. He saw a fig tree along the road, but when he came to it, he found nothing except leaves. Then he said to it, "You'll never bear fruit again." The fig tree dried up at once. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree dry up so fast?" they asked. Jesus responded, "I assure you that if you have faith and don't doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, you will even say to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the lake,' and it will happen. If you have faith, you will receive whatever you pray for." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we want that kind of faith. I know I do. My faith is often quite small, and I ask for little things. And I think that maybe you don't want to be bothered with the big things, or sometimes I err on the other side. I'll give you the big things and think that you're more interested in them and that you're not interested in the small things. But yet you love us 100% all around, all of us, the small parts of us, the big parts of us, the big fears, the little fears, you love us completely. And so it is so important for us to ask you in faith as we ask requests of you. Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to believe you for bigger things. Teach us through the model of the Lord's Prayer, our Father. And I just love how that begins, our. This is a corporate prayer, not an individualized Americanized prayer, but a corporate prayer. Our Father, we do this in community, who is in heaven. You are on your throne, Heavenly Father on the throne, Father of the fatherless. You have made us your children. Hallowed be your name, or praise be to your name. Yes, we choose in our prayer to worship you. Your kingdom come, Lord. If we pray this, this is a radical prayer, because oftentimes, Lord, just to be 100% transparent, I want my own kingdom to come. I want my things and my expectations to be fulfilled exactly the way I want them to, instead of looking for your kingdom and finding where you are working and rejoicing in that. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. I think that's the nature of this faith, that we can begin to see what's already a reality outside of the confines of time, that we could see you and what you're doing and trust you to do those big things. We trust you to see your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We need that, Lord, and you know that we need it before we even ask, but we acknowledge right now that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one who provides for us. So we do pray, give us this day our daily bread, and please don't lead us into temptation. We know that you don't tempt anyone, but that you will always provide a way of escape. And Lord, today it may be full of pitfalls, and we may need to see what that way of escape is. So please show it to us. Yours is the kingdom now and forever and ever. So Lord, help us to remember and live today in light of your kingdom, and help us to live as those who are forgiven, that you would forgive us as we have forgiven those who have trespassed against us or sinned against us. Lord, help us to be a gracious people who are most like you when we're forgiving. So we want to be people of forgiveness. I know that can be a really long journey, Lord, for some, but we do want to have our hearts in that place that we are willing to be willing to forgive those who have harmed us. We trust you. We love you. We want to have the kind of faith that you have instructed us to have, and we know that this is something we can't conjure up on our own. But would you increase our faith today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can review it. That would be awesome. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this, 2 or 3 sentences is all it takes. And as we did in January, coming up soon, I'll start reading some of those reviews just because they're super encouraging. And it's fun to see what God's doing around the world through this crazy podcast. So hope you're having a great day. And please know that you are deeply loved by your Heavenly Father who chases after you. He leaves the 99 to find you. You are blessed. Rest in that today.